share in turn with us, especially in the presence of Talmidim, Yisrael Feld, Isaac. It's really special to come and to visit you here, and you have a big schuss, all of you, that you're going to hurry here, Dani, of course. It's already almost half this year. So I want to talk about the sugya of Amira, the Kedushin, which is on Daf Vav in Kedushin. I just completed the sugya in Shir, so it's still very much exciting me. And I spent a good week and a half or so on the topic, so I'm going to try to give you some highlights of some things that came out of Shir over a number of days. I gave you some Marmakoma, so I'll try to work within the time that we have to touch base with a number of basic nyanim that flow from the sugya. So the sugya starts on the Hamid base, but I want to begin from Davav Med Aleph and maybe work our way back. In the middle of the sugya, the Gemara makes reference to a Mishnah in Maaser Sheni that brings a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi regarding Amira v'Kedushin. The Gemara quotes the following: Hayamidaber ma'isha iske gita v'Kedusheha. There was a conversation that took place earlier on about Gittin and Kedushin. Apparently this Machokis is about Gittin as well. And then at the time that the get was given or the Kedushin was given, let's say Kedushin Kesef for now, there was no verbalization. So in this case, Rabbi Yossi Omedayo, there's no need to be Mefarish to be any say anything more than just the Nesinas HaKesef, let's say by Kedushin. As long as there was a conversation beforehand, that's sufficient. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says, Sarach Lefarish. Now, the Gemara uses this in many different ways as part of the Shaka Vitai earlier, and then to sort of more carefully the specifics of what it means, Hayim Dabar Ima. But let's just talk about this Mishnah for a minute in terms of understanding the core issue underlying our sugya. We have a machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda whether in a case where there was a conversation beforehand, a Diber Ima beforehand, we're talking about Kedusha now, whether it's sufficient to have the Kesef given to the woman without an Amira or Tzarech Lefarish. So what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas over here? What is a Pshat? Let's start with the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said Tzarech Lefarish. We can't rely on the fact that there was a conversation before. So what's the Pshat of Rabbi Yehuda? So one could have thought, off the cuff, Rabbi Yehuda says the fact that there was a conversation before doesn't indicate at all the das for Kedusha. What do we usually assume? There's an umdina. They were talking about Kedusha. So that means when he gives the kesef, he's thinking Kedusha, because you see from the fact that he was talking about Kedusha beforehand. So Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have to accept such an umdina. We don't know. We don't know the fact that there was a conversation before. That was before. The Shas Maisa, who knows what's going through his mind? So we simply don't know. We have no way to know that there was Das Kedusha. One could have said that. But it's mukach from the sugya itself that that's not correct. We keep this from the sugya. Because if you look in the Gemara, just before this, the Gemara has a list of Lishonos for Kedushin that the Gemara is a suffix whether or not that counts for Kedushin or not. Now the Gemara presents a whole list of cases. At the end there are 9 cases of suffix. One of them we will postulate, so we're left with 9. And then the Gemara analyzes these cases that are suffix, whether they're good Lashon for Kedushin or not, and asks the question, B'maya skinat? What's the case talking about that we have a suffix Kedushin in all of these Lishonos? Should we talk about a case where there was no prior conversation, and then at the time that he gave the kesef, he said one of these lishonos, tzarasi, atzurasi, skurasi, whatever it is? Says the Gemara, minayada. That can't be, because then how would she know that his dasis can be lushin by itself is ambiguous? We have a suffix ourselves whether it means kedushin, and then there was never a conversation beforehand. How would she be expected to know? So he can't have kedushin. She doesn't herself know that he's thinking kedushin. So then you have to say, alternatively, that the case is that there was an earlier conversation before he uses his lashonos. The Gemara, so then, even if he said nothing at the time that he gave the kesef, if it was Diber Ima beforehand, so then it should be good enough. The Tanan, Gemara quotes this Mishnah, quotes the Machlokes Rab Yehuda and Rab Yossi, and the Gemara quotes Rab Huna Amar Shmuel, who says Halachik Rab Yossi. So what's the Gemara's ask, Kasha? Now, if there was a case of Dibur Ima prior, and then you use a Lashon like Tzalasi, so then what kind of suffix is it? After all, even if he said nothing, it should be Kiddushin, because we have Machlokes Rab Yossi and Rab Yehuda, but Halachik Rab Yossi. So what? So the Gemara gives an answer, we'll soon see, that the Pshat is that maybe this Lashon means something totally different, means Malacha, and therefore we still have a suffix, because maybe he's backing away a bit, of backpedaling from Kiddushin. But if we freeze the frame in the Gemara right now, so what did the Gemara say? That why can't they be talking about a case of Dibrei Ma beforehand? Because then you wouldn't have to say anything at the time that you gave the Kesef. Why? Because Halacha Krav Yos. So what kind of a suffix is there about this Lashon? It's going to be Kiddushin regardless. What is it, Mashma from the Gemara? But according to Rabbi Yehuda, then I have a basis to understand the suffix. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who wrote Sarach HaFaresh, so now I have a basis to understand the suffix of Tzalasi and whatever, whether it counts or not. Now, if you tell me that the Pshat Rabbi Yehuda is that I don't have an umdina, Dibrei Ma doesn't mean anything. Just about me before and doesn't tell me anything about what he's thinking at the time of the Kiddushin, so then the question comes back in Rabbi Yehuda too, Minna Yada. The same way the Gemara starts by saying, if it was not Dibrei Ma beforehand, then Minna Yada by Kamala. So how would she know? So Elamites Dibrei Ma, says the Gemara. No, but according to Rabbi Yossi, you don't need to say anything, so even if you said nothing, it's good. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara would understand the suffix. What would be the suffix? Whether it's a good Lashon of Kiddushin. But wait a second, according to Rabbi Yossi, why does he say Sarach HaFarish? Because Dibrei Ma doesn't mean anything. He has no umdina. So then, again, no yada my kamala. The kasha is still according to Yehuda too. So I think from this Gemara, from this line of Gemara, that clearly Rav Yehuda agrees to the umdina. There is an umdina of that he wants kedushin. Nonetheless, Rav Yehuda says sarach hafarish. You still need an amira b'shas kedushin mamish. And that's why, one halacha to be like Rabbi Yehuda, there could be a real suffix, and these lashonos, does it capture Kiddushin or not? Does it fulfill Amira or does it not fulfill Amira? So that's the first step. So we see, built from the sugya itself, that within Rabbi Yehuda, it's not that Rabbi Yehuda dismisses the umdina that comes out of the conversation that took place before. Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the umdina the same way Rabbi Yossi does, but Rabbi Yehuda says, afal p'kein, there's a din of Amira. Why there's a din amira, that we'll have to start figuring out what the pshat is exactly. And this already, you find different drachim in the Rishonim. What kind of amira is it? What's the din of amira by Kiddushin? So there are different possibilities. There is an indication in the Ran later on that the amira is based on indicating that your das for giving the kesef is for Kiddushin. It's to be mefarish what you're doing. You need to be mefarish exactly why you're giving this kesef. Because stamas, a person gives kesef, that could be a matana. The default of giving kesef to somebody is a matana. So the kesef is koneh, but you have to know what he's doing when he gives the kesef. The Ramban over there is mashma that, I don't know if I get into the details of the Ran and the Ramban there, it could be we don't have time for it, but it's in connection to a case of a Tana, let's say, who the father gave reshus to mekabel the kedusha shtar. Whatever the case may be, either he said see mekabli, which the Ramban holds could be used even by shtar, or a case of a naira that he gives reshliach to mekabel the kedusha shtar. The question that's discussed here in the Ramban and the Ran is, can the nusach hashtar be hare at mekudesha sli? If you're giving the shtar to the girl who's becoming miskadeshes, but she's only accepting the shtar because the father gave authorization by shlichos or tzivik kabli that she can accept the shtar. So the Ramban felt that you can have a nusach hashtar that says harei ad mekudesh esli, and the raya of the Ramban is because just as if you give the kesef to the girl based on a tzivik kabli case, so everyone agrees that you say harei ad mekudesh esli, not bitcha mekudesh esli. So the Ramban thought the same thing is true. If the girl's mekabel the shtar, so she's becoming miskadeshes, so the shtar can say rat mekudeshes. So the Ran says, no, your raya is not a good raya. You're comparing it to kedusha kesef, and you can't. And the Ran's point in disagreeing with the Ramban is because by kesef, he says, Yes, the Ran has other riots, and the Ran deflects those riots as well. For our purposes, this one riot, the Ran says, is not a good riot, because he says, by the kesef is kona. And the amira is only there in order to megali or das that you're giving it for kiddushin. And therefore, when you say harei mekudeshesli, obviously that suffices, even though the girl is only megali kesef because the father authorized her, but of course, the whole point is to show that your das is for kiddushin. However, by shtar, it's a different story. There, the shtar is, there, the amira is what's in the shtar. So if the amira is what's in the shtar, then the shtar has to say the koach of the father, because she's only become the shtar because of the father, you have to say bitcha mekudeshesli. Kinir'eh, the Ramban held that the halacha of amira is halacha that when you have a maisa kinyan, you have to state the dvarim of the kinyan. Not that the kesef is kona, the amira is the gemiras das of the kinyan. It's expressed, and then the kinyan brings that gemiras das to a certain level that it can actually take effect, the chalos kinyan. But you need the shasa kinyan that you express verbally what the kinyan is all about. So therefore, for the Ramban, if you see by kesef, again, there's a din amira by kedusha kesef, mitzad expressing the das of the kesef, of the kedusha. And you see that you can use the lashon harei at when you're giving it to the kesef to the daughter. So too, by shtar, if you're giving the shtar to the daughter, so use the lashon harei at. And that's the din for the Ramban. You have to express the das of the kinyan. For the Ramban, it's a different shot. The halacha of amir b'kedushin is that you have to show that the kesef is l'shem kedushin. The kesef is kona. You just have to explain why you're giving the kesef. So these are two different drachim of what you need amir for. There's a Baal HaMor in Gittin. We're talking about Kiddushin until now. There's a whole discussion about what about Amir by Get. Because don't forget, we have in the Lashon Hayim Damim Maliske Gita. So what kind of halacha of Amir is here by Get, if any? The Mishnah talks about requiring a person to say HaGitech. He says, Kinsi Shtarachov Zeh, Mishnah Dafayin Chesin Gittin. Kinsi Shtarachov Zeh, so it doesn't work. So one thing is clear, you have to give it the same Geirishim. But the halacha is saying HaGitech, that we don't know. Is that a dindoraisa? Is it dindorabanan? The Rambam seems to say it's a dindorabanan. Tosfos Media says it's a dindoraisa. But it doesn't say that you have to tell her harayat muteres l'chalada. But then again, there are other shonim who say that there's halacha of amira by get as well. At the time that you give the get, you have to declare the divrei haget, not just what's written in the get, you have to actually say it and verbalize it. So the Baal HaMor is one of those Rishonim who says that there's a din amir baget, and you're going to sugi this way as well. Harei ne'ishech, the Rishonim in the Gemara that are good and not good for get. Ein ne'ishech, I mean. So it has to do with saying at the time that you're giving her the get. So the Baal HaMor, in explaining it, says there's a halacha, just like you see in Asugya, by Kedushin and by Gerushin, they have to express verbally the yanim of the Gerushin and Kedushin based on the pasuk of the Shulcha Mibeso, that you have to be motzi divrei hashiruchah mipiv, and the pasuk that says the kiyikach ish isha, which means you have to be motzi divrei halikuchah mipiv. So the Baal HaMor is closer to the Ramban over here than to the Ran. The Ran says because he did the megala your das, that your das was for kedushin. The Ramban seems to say is halacha to state the gemiras das of the kinyan, but the Ramban didn't limit it dafka to get the kedushin. For the Ramban, it might be halacha by kinyanim in general, which is shaykh more to daf test when you get to daf test. Baal HaMor is specifically talking about gittin and kedushin gzeras hakasim. You have to articulate the divrei ha-gerushin, divrei ha-shiluchin, divrei ha-kedushin. So whatever the pshat may be, whatever the makor may be, that there's a din amira. So what we've established so far is Rabbi Yehuda is not dismissing the umdina. The umdina exists, as we showed from the Gemara. But afal became sarach afarish. It's a din amira. However you learn, whatever is shown in the R on what amira is, that's Rabbi Yehuda's sheet. Okay. Next way is Rabbi Yehuda. What about Rabbi Yossi? Let's go back to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds it's sufficient if it was Diber Ma before it. Now we have to ask ourselves, Shitas Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yehuda holds it's a din amira. Even though it's an umdina, I know what he wants, I know what he intends to do, but you need the person, the person's Mekadosh the Isha, to expressly say the words of the Kedushin, the Yoni HaKedushin. By the way, just a side point, Nafgamina, let's say between the Ran, let's say, that it's a halacha just to Megala the Das for the Kedushin. Or let's say the Ramban, that would seem, and the Baal HaMor, you have to say the Divrei HaKedushin Mipiv. Uchar will be a Nafgamina, Uchar in the following case. You say, Harezel Kedushayich. instead of saying Hareya Mekudesh Asli. This kesef is for your kedushin. So for the Ran, beautiful. The whole point of the Amir is to show that the kesef is kedushin, not a ton. But the Tosus Rid, who discusses here the Din Amira, and he wants to say there's only Din Amira by kedushin, not by get, he also mentioned B'toch HaDvarim, he says you couldn't say it was a kedush shayach, because the kesef doesn't say anything about what it is. You have to express the kinyan by a star, by get, you have the kinyan written in the get, so you don't have to say anything. By star, by kedushin as well, you don't need amira, because it's in the star. By kesef, it's not in the kesef, so you have to say what the kinyan is. But you can't say hezuk kedushayach, you have to say the divrei hakinyan, the dvarim of the kinyan. That's what the Ramban would hold the chor as well. You have to state the gemiras das of what I'm doing. That's the halacha. It's not in the, it's not here. In the kesef, you have to say what it is I'm doing. So you have to say harei at mikudeshesli. Yeah, the Riaz, his grandson disagrees, and he holds. Sorry, just because it is. The Riaz, the grandson, holds that it could be a yad. So it could be, you could say harei the kudeshesh and work b'toras yad. That's like another svar. But fundamentally, it would mean that you have to say the kinyan itself. But the Ram, the chor, it's pashut. You could just say, why am I giving you the kesef? The kesef is kona. Telling you, it's the kiddushayach. So this is the din amira that Rav Yehuda certainly is telling us needs to be done. Now back to Rav Yossi. One could have thought for Rav Yossi, there's simply no din amira. That's good for the machlokas. In other words, Rabbi, there's an umdina that you have, that's for kiddush. Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi both agree to that. Rav Yehuda holds sarach lefarish because he holds it's a din amira. Rav Yossi holds daya. Why? Because all you need is that you know his das. I know his das from the Hebrew, from the conversation. There's no need for anything more. Could be that's a little bit mashma from the Gemara later on. Gemara behemshach a Gemara. The Gemara says, what is the case of Hebrew? It's a sukin ba'oso inyan. The Gemara brings a machlokes whether you need a sukkah ba'osu inyan or not. And the Gemara says, and one madama says, you don't need a sukkah ba'osu inyan, but Gemara says, but if not, mina yada my kamala. If there was no prior conversation, right immediately before, in other words, there was a break in the conversation, it shifted topic, mina yada my kamala. So Gemara asks that. Why is Gemara asking no, not only mina yada my kamala? The Gemara should ask, go with Rav Yossi now. The Gemara should ask, where's your amira? So that's mashpa, that the entire halacha for Rav Yossi is just to know, she should know that he's thinking kiddush. But l'chaira, it's not pashut to say like that, because first of all, the Rishonim that we just quoted, the Ran later, the Tosis Rid over here, they're all talking about the din of Dibrei Ima, they're talking about halacha of Amira, even within the halacha of Rav Yossi. They're talking about Amira, even though they're talking within Rav Yossi, halacha of Rav Yossi. Sounds like there's a din amira for Rav Yossi as well. So now we have to figure out what's the machlokas. Rav Yossi says there's a din amira, and Rav Yehuda holds there's a din amira. Rav Yossi says dayo umdina is sufficient. Rav Yehuda holds that you need an amira mefureshes b'shas ma'aseh. So now what's the nekudas of machlokas? Apparently Rav Yossi would also agree, if we're saying now based on the Rishonim, also agree that you need an amira. But apparently the umdina, or the dibur imah, that substitutes, that qualifies for fulfilling what you need with an amira. You have it. With the dibur imah, that serves the same purpose as an amira. You says, no, it doesn't. You need, again, you have the umdina, but you need a dibur imah, b'shas maisa. You need an amira mifureshes, b'shas maisa. That's, I think, where we're heading. And this, l'chor, is what you would have to say, the pashta is based on the Mishnah Maisa Sheni. Because what is a Mishnah Maisa Sheni discussing? The Gemara quotes only one part of the Mishnah, the part that relates to Kedushin, getting the Kedushin. But how's it get to Mishnayis and Maisa Sheni? The answer is because right before the case of Dibrei Ima Iski did the Kedusheha, the Mishnah discusses a case of Pidyon Maisa Sheni. So the Mishnah mentions first a case of a person who does a Pidyon and doesn't say anything, Bishas the Pidyon, and Rav Yossi says, Dayo. And Rav Yehuda says Sarach Lefarish. That's the Mishnah. So after that, the Mishnah mentions the other case of Medaba Imar Iske Gita V'Kiddushah. So What's the shaykhis between the machokis between Yosef Yehuda by Maisa Sheni and the machokis Yosef Yehuda by Magidin B'Kiddushin? If we explain that the machokis by Magidin B'Kiddushin is whether you need an amir or you don't need an amir, so it's halacha whether it's a kiddushin. Kiddushin needs an amira, or it doesn't need an amira. Just have an omdin, it's enough. And what's the machlokes by Maisa Sheni? Whether Pidyon Maisa Sheni needs an amira, or you have to figure out what's the case. There's an umdina, so many Rishonim say there was an umdina. There was a case that was deep there beforehand about Pidyon. Many Rishonim say that way. The cases that he spoke about Pidyon. See, do you need an amira? Besides for the umdina, do you need an amira or not? So it's a separate machlokes. What my inyan Maisa Sheni, amir Maisa Sheni, so amir by kiddushin. Comes up, it's a double machlokas here. Yehuda happens to hold, you need a mirror Maisa Sheni, but Pidyon Maisa Sheni, umdin is insufficient. And he also holds, you need a mirror b'shas kedushin, and umdin is insufficient. I mean, it sounds like it's one machlokas. But if we assume that Rabbi Yossi also agrees you need a mirror, machlokas is whether the diber ima can count for an amira. So now we have room to understand that by Maisa Sheni it's the same machlokas that's playing out as what's playing out by Gittin B'Kiddushin. Namely, if I have an umdina based on a prior expression of what you want to do, can that count as the amira that's required b'shas pidyon? In other words, you need an amira by pidyon. You have to know the makar for it. But you need an amira, just like there's an amira by kiddushin, whatever the makar might be, as we said, various rishonim. So there's din that when you do pidyon by sashena, you need an amira. The shaila is, can you use the fact that you had an earlier amira, earlier conversation about what you're about to do, and use that to qualify for the amira? So it's one machokis. Rabbi Yossi says, Dayo, that I can fall back on what you did before, and that fulfills the tenai of an amira. Rabbi Yehuda says, Sarach HaFarash, then it's one machokis. Now, let's take it a step further. So what does it mean for Rabbi Yossi that you can use the divrei ima to count as an amira? How do we explain that exactly? How does it work? So maybe this will be telling why you need a mirror. L'masho, if you take the Balamor we said means, explains that the amira by Kiddushin is that you have to be motzi the Kiddushin, the kicha, kuchen mipiv. You articulate the words. So what's the pshat? Umdina can suddenly count as words. Like, umdina. So umdina, that's words. How could that qualify for Rabbi Yossi as the amira? You need motzi and mipiv. So the chayra, you have to say somehow not that the umdina is counting, but that the amira that you had before, which is diber ima, it was a conversation, you articulated something. So that amira that you had prior, that substitutes, that counts for the nesina sakes of later. You mitzaret the amira with the nesina of later, a moment later, and you have your amira. It doesn't have to be mamish b'shas nesina sakesef. You can use the amira of a minute before and mitzaref it to the nesina. If you learn that the whole amira is not dafka because it's required that you articulate it, it's that you have to have a gemiras das, a gili das, like the Ran would say, that I say that the kesef is for kedushin. If the megala das, you have to megala das. That's what the din is. Otherwise, it's not clear that it's for kedushin. So Shah is, if you hold Dibre Ima, Yossi holds Dibre Ima, that's your Gili Das, your Megala Das, not at the time of the Nesina, but before. Again, the Umdina you have, I know that he wants Kedushin, but there's a din that you have to express, to reveal your intention that you're dasing for Kedushin. You have to show that your intention is to give the Kedushin. You have to show it. So you showed it through the Umdina. So not that the words themselves transfer over. It's that the gili das that comes from that dibur ima, that's what you have. You have that, you have the amira. You fulfill the tenai of amira. The Rambam is interesting. And the Rambam might have to learn it this way. The Rambam in Hilchas Maaser Sheni, it's interesting because the Rambam brings the case, but he doesn't make that ukimta that the Rush make on the case of Maaser Sheni, that there was a dibur ima beforehand. The Rambam leaves that out. Pashtus in the Rambam, it would be mashma that even if there was no conversation about pidyon, and then next thing you know, he has peros, Maaser Sheni, he has money, and he doesn't say anything. That would be a machlokes that Rabbi Yossi would say, padui. But how does that line up with the case of Dibreima of Iskei Dibreima? How does that line up? So this is something that the Mari Kurkis is sensitive to. He says a few things, but I want the first one of his svaris. It's a very interesting thing. He quotes the other Rishonim. The Lashon HaRambam is as follows. I wrote Saliftos Peres Meis HaSheni Poda Osan B'dmehem V'omer Harei Hamo Sa'elu Tachas HaPeres Sa'elu. These monies are instead of these peros. Oh, Harei HaPeres Sa'elu B'chulolo Sa'elu Sa'elu, or the peros of B'chulolo and the money. The Imlo Piresh El Hifrish Mos B'lvad K'neged HaPeres. He didn't say anything. He just put money connected apeiros dayo the answer of farish the yitzu apeiros luchuin the yalamos yirshalayim the yotziim shem. Okay, no mention in the Rambam that there was a deeper in ma, there was a deeper. Zokta Mari Kurkis Mishnah, and he says as follows: the afapishel inyan gitin tzarach sheyia medaber iske gita the gabi kedushin tzarach sheyia asuk pausa inyan, like it says in kedushin davar. They will be meiser or his kir or his kiru davar. Efshad the meiser shiny. Zok the Mari Kurkis. Why? The kevan shen mafrish maos keneged aperos. Since you have money that you're designating and you're putting opposite the peros that are kodesh kedushas meiser shiny, inyan mora the osam meiser mochiach lepiganasa. In other words, it's self evident from the context that it's when you stop taking money, putting it next to the peros. What does it mean? Clearly, there's already an indication built into the very story that you're intending to do pidyon. So it comes out that we're putting the case of Meiser Sheni without a diber beforehand on the same par as the case of Gittin V'Kedushin with a diber. So her, according to this chat, 2 seconds, it would seem to be that the Rambam understood, again, the Hodak Rabbi Yossi. So the pshat is that if it's muchach, there's already a gilui das, it's already muchach from the context that their das is to do this particular transaction. So Rabbi Yossi says that counts for the quote unquote amira. So by getting the kedushin, so then you need that das to come in the form of a diberima. By kedushin, in terms of your das that you want to give her the kesef of a kedushin, by get that you want to give the get the shame, get gerushin, let's say, not that you need an amira, because you only need an amira, that's the other ram, the chasishus. But you know that his das is to give the get for gerushin because of the diber beforehand. But Meiser Sheni, even without the diber, just the very fact that you're putting money next to peros, ha'inyan mochiach. So this is where Rav Yehuda and Yossi would disagree. Rav Yehuda would say that, again, umdana you have, and I have, you know, some gili das, but that's not going to be enough. The standard is I need that gili das to be evident and present, mamish, b'shas, the chalos ha'kin. And therefore, what you have before, what you have that's sort of muchach, minei uvei, it's insufficient. It has to be more mefurish, tzarech lefarish. And Rav Yossi would say, no, the fact that I have the evidence based on context, by getting the condition of the conversation beforehand, by Maisa, the fact that it's already clear what you're doing, minei uvei, and Rav Yossi says, that's good enough. So that would not work to say that the amira counts as the other amira. That would show that for the Rambam, the gather amira by kedushin would not be like the Baal HaMor would say. Because by Baal HaMor, you'd have to say that the amira of the prior conversation can count for the amira of the shas kedushin. But that you couldn't say if there was no amira by Meister Sheni. So the muchach different from the Rambam, shad of amira by kedushin, because it's all one halacha. It's all paired together in the Mishnah. The din of amira by kedushin and by gittin, it's just a hagitech idea, which is a drabbanim, but it's the idea that has to be given by Shem Gerishin. The Ramah holds without Hagitech is just puzzle, not bottle. Sounds like only the Drabbanan. But by Kedushin L'chore, it has to be the Namira. It's not an Namira be'etzem in terms of the verbalization. It has to do with the Gili Das that has to be there connected to the Maisa Kedushin. For the Rambam, Rabbi Yossi will hold that the Gili Das that comes from the Diber Ima beforehand is sufficient. By Maisa Sheni, you have it without the Diber, because of the very situation that obviously is calling out for what you're doing as a Meiser Pidyon. Rabbi Yossi says it's good enough. You want to ask something?
I was going to say that the Purusha is the most of any of us seemingly only on Kimta. by Kedushin, but you just read the Mishnah Kavashte, you mean by Sushin, so then there's no, like, they don't by Sushin, you don't need to be a Sukkos in Furby Yossi. And the reason for that would be, as the Gemara so explains, Mina Yodta. How does she know? I mean, it's not just about his death. Right? We also need her to be willing to accept it.
So by Sushin, there's no other party. Just,
so
just
therefore, you don't need to ask the Gemara. As long as it's like clear what you're doing, then it's fine.
Okay, so but you see, all this is assuming that there was a D-bear beforehand, and then you can analyze whether you need a Sukkos Inyan. But you see, the Rabbi's Mash the Chayyar, you don't need any D-bear.
Right, because there is no Sukkos Inyan. You don't need it
then. Yeah, but a Sukkos Inyan is another level. On top of D-bear Imah, there's a Sukkos Inyan versus inner Sukkos Inyan, and the in Sukkos Inyan. But all that is only after you establish the D-bear Imah. I'm going even before that. In other words, you can ask, according to the Rash and the Rush, that they say the Kesa Maisa Sheni is also a D-bear, not D-bear Imah. So now you can question, do you need it to be a Sukkim Bo Sinyan as well or not? I hear. But with the Rambam, you don't even get to that point. Yeah. So that's Lechera, the gist of what we see in terms of just defining the Machlokas, the parameters of the Machlokas. Good. There's a lot more we can do here. I mean, you have to know in terms of the implications of D-bear Imah for various cases in the sugya. The Gemara talks about it in terms of the lashonos that are adapt. The Gemara establishes that the cases that there was D-bear Imah, then you use a lashon that says the Gemara could mean kedushin but could mean malacha. In which case Rashi says enochav is kach achshav. You sort of backtracking, and that's why if you're already expressing a das which is saying I don't want kedushin quite yet, then already maybe it doesn't work. So that's the suffix cases. But now you have to go back to some of the other inyanim in the Gemara back from the beginning of the sugya. Nasan hu ba'amrahi. That's the case of the Gemara. Since it's a suffix, that's the second lesson of the Gemara. It's a suffix. You have to know the study has suffix. We don't have to go into it. But then they have to discuss what the Rishonim discuss. So this suffix of Nasan hu ba'amrahi, he gave her kesef. She said, Hareini mekudesh aslecha, it's a suffix. So you have to know what the study of suffix are, and you also have to know, let's say there was a D-bear Imah beforehand, which is Rav Yossi holds generally, if you gave her without saying a word, so that would be fine. What about the Nasan hu ba'amrahi? Does the fact that she spoke at the time of the Kedushin spoil the D-bear Imah that you had, that hey, she said nothing, you could have given to her silently, it would be fine. So many of the Rishonim say, of course not. If you have not D-bear Imah beforehand, and then Nasan hu ba'amrahi, so the fact that it was Amrahi, it's not going to make it worse than if it was nobody saying anything. And Tosis Rid, Mitzad Sheni, he disagrees. He says that it's Nira, that B'dibura, that the Nigmar HaKedushin, it's a Kitikach problem. Again, this goes to try to analyze, we don't have time to get to this. It's study has suffix in Nasan hu ba'amrahi. But if you look carefully in the Ran, you'll see the Ran Lashitasso. L'chora, it would make sense why the Ran holds that D-bear Imah L'chora is going to solve everything because you have your Gili Das right there. The only reason why it might not be good is because the Gili Das came from her. The Ran learns that watch the Pshad and Nasan Vamahi why it might work. Because since she said Harim Kodesh Eslach, and he's giving it to her in the context of she's saying Harim Kodesh Eslach, so we know why he's giving it. So his Nesina is considered like a D-bear Imah. So now if you had a D-bear Imah, so that should be good. Because then the Chorot, that there you have your Gili Das. But the Tosfos Rit says that could be, it's still a problem of Kitikach. So that's the case of Nasan hu ba'amrahi. Another case that's discussed is the case of the Yados case, Yad She'ena Mochiach. If you said, Harein at Nekudesh, that's without Li. So Mark discusses whether that works or not. The Mark calls that Yadayim She'en Mochichos. You have a case in the Dharma of Yadayim Mochichos, where you have, you give it two prutas to one woman, and you say, so the second pruta is going on the second woman, but that's a question whether it's va'at kedushin, the second pruta is also for kedushin, or va'at chazoi, just watch what I'm doing. So that's called yad mochiach, and the shaila nigmar whether kedushin yados works. You have to know b'cha what that means. If you see any amir b'kedushin, so what halacha is there by amir b'kedushin that yad should be relevant for? If there's a din amir b'etzem, like the Balamor says, so you can talk about a half lashon. A Russian that's a partial Russian. So then the Yad, would that work for the Amira? If Amira is only about a Gili Das and about an Umdina, so the Chora, the fact that he's saying, okay, maybe in our Gemara it's the Yad She'ena Mochiach, so I don't know if I have an Umdina. But if Chaim has the famous Kasha, if it's a Yad Mochiach, like Va'at, means it's clearly very much inclined toward the Das that you're saying At from the Kedushin, so why is it worse than Dibar Imah? Why is it worse than any Umdina? So that's Bechal, a big tumult, which we don't have time to go into, just an important kasha later on. And then the question is, what about in a case where you said Mekudeshes without Li, if it was D-bear Imah beforehand? So would it still be a problem when you said Harem Kadesh isn't that Li? Or would it be no worse than saying nothing? The Pashtus, if you said nothing, it'd be fine. So then, if you said Kadesh, it didn't say Li, so Chare can't be worse than that. So the Meiri assumes it could have a Pashtus. Of course, no worse than if you said nothing. The Rush ends up saying that it works, but he adds more of a hesber to it. He says, because it's no worse than a case of Nazir over in front of where you said a hey. When you say a hey, and Nazir in front of you becomes a Yad Mochiach. So if you say, you speak about Kedusha beforehand, and then you say Harem Kedesh is without the Li, so it becomes like a Yad Mochiach, or better than a Yad Mochiach. Yad Mochiach is still a suffix, but it becomes even better. So Yishai is why the Rush had to add that. Chara, if you said nothing, it would be good. Dibreima. So why does the Rush have to add? Well, now it becomes a Yad Mochiach. It sounds like, to the extent that it would be a problematic Lashon, because you don't make it a Yad Mochiach or better, it would be like those Lashonos that are Misupak. That would be a problem. Because those cases, let's say the case of Eini Ishech, which is for sure not a good, Hareini Ishech, I mean, well, I'm making myself your Baal, so that the Rush is Mefurish. If it was Dibrei Ma, so what? If you said a Lashon at the time that clearly has a different connotation than I'm taking you as a wife, but rather you're taking me as a husband, I'm making you my Baal, so then the fact that it's Dibrei Ma is not going to help you. So that's for sure no good. Their Dibrei Ma is going to be a problem. In the case of the Rishonos HaMesupakin, before, so the Gemara assumes that because you don't know if it means Kedushin or Malacha, so it's not a Sarf, even though you have Dibrei Ma. In the case of Nasun of Amrahi, it's a Machokis Rishonim, most Rishonim say that it would work. Amrahi doesn't make it worse. Tosfos Rit says it would make it worse. In the case of the Yad, Sheinu Mochiach, the Miri says Avada works. It's no worse if he said nothing. And the Rish says it works because it becomes better than a Yad Mochiach. So all this has to be figured out in light of what we discussed in terms of Yishma Chachm Yosef Lekach, based on what Amir is, and then what would be the ramifications for the Dibrei Ma, and then problematic Maisa Kiddushin in one way or another, one form or another. And of course, the famous Kasha of Chaim, that if you have a Dibrei Ma that works, so why would a Yad Mochiach be any worse than an Umdina? Why doesn't one have a suffix about a Yad, whether it works or not? Yad Mochiach, Yeshuat the Kiddushin. The whole halacha of Kiddushin, whatever Amira is, but Lamaisa, you can use Gili Das. You can use Dibrahima. Whatever you'll say. So let even the Baal Mar, you can ask this Kasha Bechara. Even according to Baal Mar, I mean, before I said it, maybe it's not such a Kasha, but the Pashto, unless there's some sort of special din Amira at the end of the day, but a Gili Das is enough. So then why would the Yad Mochiach not be good enough? I have an Amira that leads to a Gili Das that you know he means Kedushat. So Mam Mikra is a chaser. Why couldn't it be Kedushin? Chaim is quoted as saying from a Lashon you can't make an Umdina. Everyone figures out what does Chaim mean by that word. From a Lashon you can't make an Umdina. There's a big Torah about this in the Bichas Shmuel, Simon Aleph, and other Pshatim as well, and Rav Chaim. Say that, so you have a little bit of a flavor of the Sugya, and Yeshu Kayach for everyone for coming, for listening, and she continues to shtag all of you, everything that you do.